So you got the start tonight. Can you talk a little bit about that first half and getting the goal?
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to get minutes in there and man, to do your job for the team, and that's put the ball in the back of the net. I tell you, nothing gives you a greater sense of satisfaction, and especially when you're a forward, and, you know, that's the only thing that feels the best for me is put the ball in the back of the net. I'm only, you know, bemoaning myself for missing another great chance, but you know, it is what it is, and great that we could pull through and get the win for the team.
You had acres of space on that side. I mean, a lot of the play in the first 10 minutes was kind of focused on the other side of the field. I mean, were you waiting for your chance? Were you letting people know, hey, I'm open on this side of the field?
You know, the game was interesting. That's called the rhythm of the game, and I think for me, it's not that they weren't looking in my direction or anything. I just think, you know, Atlanta did a good job, caught us off guard and really high pressured us, and I think that it really made it difficult for us to get out. Once we were in a side, they really kept us there, and I think we'll learn from that. I mean, I think we've definitely got to be ready for teams to put high pressure on us and challenge us with the ball at our feet, and I think we're going to learn from that.
Walk us through the goal as it developed and how it ended.
Yeah, again, like he said, it was on the right side over there, and I was just hanging out, waiting, and then I think we got the ball played to somebody, and then the ball was played to Camille, kind of up near this halfway line, and so then I started cutting in behind my defender, and I saw the opposite defender for Atlanta. She was about 5 yards dropped back, so I knew I could keep my run going, and if Camille could just slide that through, which she did, and then I, with Allison, I saw her, I looked up and I didn't need to keep dribbling it in because she was off that near post, so I could just slot that in. I'm just glad I could hit this ball the way that I wanted to and be able to find the near post the way that I wanted to.
It's a very physical game out there tonight. How hard was it for you to find space on the field and get around so you could make your runs?
You know, it was harder to find the time when you had the ball. I think we were able to find the space on our runs, but then we got closed down so quickly we couldn't really start to really play make and create a lot. So it was very difficult tonight. And, you know, as you saw, a lot of people going down, a lot of hard tackles. But great, that's what we need for this league, to be at 100% from minute zero all the way to the end. And what a great game, and glad it came out for us.
You kind of started off the game slow in each half. Is this the type of game that you can take on the road and result end with a win?
Yeah, you know, there's so much that is said about winning championships and team being able to win pretty, but also being able to win ugly in any way. And, you know, we just said it as a team, though, that this kind of game last year we would not have won. And the tide is changing, and we are a team that is ready to do anything. And again, sometimes, you know, the game is fickle and it's chaos, and the way we want to play, sometimes you can't. So we've got to find another way, and that just means we have options. And I like that we dug this out tonight, and that's what we've got to be able to do at home and on the road.
Your comment about it, maybe last year this wouldn't have happened, is that as much personnel as it is mentality, or?
I think so. I think absolutely. I think it's a bit of everything where we have, you know, different personnel for this team, and I think a much higher level of maturity, the balance of the youth plus the maturity we have and the experience. I think that goes a long ways in being able to fight something out, not fold, not wilt, if you will. And it's, again, a great feeling that going back to last year, saying, okay, you know, we're a different team than last year, and it feels good because we can dig it out.
Kind of following up on that, you know a thing or two about championships. Does this at least show to you that the Gold Pride is ready to challenge for a championship, because those championship teams do find a way to win no matter what kind of game it is? Good, bad,
we are on our way to trying to find a way to win a championship. I think what you saw tonight, and again, not everybody, we're not robots. We're not going to be the best players individually as a team night in and night out. And again, we've got to deal with that, and you've got to be able to adjust your game to what you think is happening out there from yourself and also from the other team. And I think that's what is important for a team to be able to carry forward through a a long season and a tough season. We've got a lot of games left, and we're going to encounter a lot of teams just like we encountered with Atlanta tonight, and we've got to be able to change with that in order to win championship.